Wow, how was that? Gunashchish for being here with us today. You're listening to the music of the U.S. Pacific Fleet's Big Wave Brass Band. I'm Rhonda McBride. This is Juno Afternoon, and the Big Wave Brass Band is here as part of the Juno Jazz and Classics Spring Festival. They were supposed to play a rush hour outdoor concert in Douglas at 5:30 in Savico Park, but that has been moved indoors to the Juno Arts and Cultural Center, just so you know that, because you will definitely want to catch this if you can. It's a free concert. So I'd like to introduce the band that we have right here in our studios here at KTOO. We have Musicians Chief Chris Jerome. He is a sousaphone player, the unit leader. We also have on trombone Tim Hutchins, Matt Durr, and then Chandler Davis on saxophone, two trumpet players, Wes Carroll, Corey Johnson, as well as Matt Fike on drums. And again, they are going to be performing at 5:30 this evening at the Juno Arts and Culture Center, a free concert. So I want to welcome Chris Jerome here with us, the unit leader. So we understand that you are actually part of a larger band that is under the U.S. Pacific Fleet. So tell us how this is structured. You're just kind of one band within many.
Yes, Rhonda, thank you so much. We are part of the larger U.S. Pacific Fleet Band based in Honolulu, Hawaii. Back home, we have about 43 enlisted musicians, but brought nine of us here with us to Juno for the Juno Jazz and Classics Festival. And this is the Big Wave Brass Band. It's a New Orleans-style high-energy brass band, and it's certainly a lot of fun to play with these excellent musicians.
And I think it's going to be a lot of fun for people in Juno to hear you. And, you know, they had a taste of you at the Maritime Festival. And you've got a couple of performances coming up in the schools. That sounds exciting.
Yes, that's right. The Maritime Festival was so much fun. And, you know, you guys know how to book a festival. You got great weather here in Juno. Aside from today, unfortunately, the rain did push us into the Juno Arts and Culture Center later this evening at 5:30. But we have had a great time at the Maritime Festival. We played yesterday at the state office building for some elementary school kids that brought their lunches as they listened to us play a concert for them. And yes, we do have, in addition to tonight's concert, a couple of youth centers lined up for tomorrow at the Johnson Youth Center at 10 and at the Juno Youth Services Center at 2:30 tomorrow. And then we'll also have a chance to get into a middle school on Thursday and have a clinic with the band students there. And just to promote music in the schools, but also music as a cultural staple.
So when kids get to hear music played at this level, do you see the impact on them just to hear you?
Immediately. You know, the thing I love about playing music, especially in a live setting, is that everybody reacts the same, whether they're young elementary school students or, you know, retirement age citizens of the community. Everybody is just, from the first note, big smiles on their face, moving in their seat and swaying along. And they give us so much energy, and we give it right back to them as we play.
So can you explain to us how your band is structured? Because it's part of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, and what kind of size of territory do you cover?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are one of 11 Navy bands stationed throughout the world. As I mentioned, we're stationed in Honolulu, Hawaii, and that band there has been in existence since 1943. And we are responsible for traveling to and playing in Everything from the west coast of California to the western border of India, from the shores of Antarctica all the way up to the North Pole. It's an area of the world that encompasses 38 countries and over half the world's population. So we do get to travel quite frequently, as long as there's not a pandemic among us. And we're very excited to be here in Juneau. It's actually my first time to be able to get out of the state of Hawaii since coming to this band 2 years ago.
And that's where the band is headquartered. So I imagine that that's got to be a great experience to be based there. And maybe there was a blessing in COVID that you got to enjoy it and not travel. But now the travel schedule is picked up. Where will you go next?
It certainly has picked up. So this is the third trip for just this unit in the past month. And we've got 9 independently deployable units back home that can scatter to the winds and cover several different areas in our area of operations. And so we actually have another 2 groups that are back home in Hawaii getting ready to set sail with the USNS Mercy on our annual deployment in support of Pacific Partnership. And they will be hitting about 5 or 6 countries in the Indo-Pacific theater to include stops such as Vietnam, the Philippines, Indonesia, the Federated States of Micronesia, the Marshall Islands, and many others.
Well, when you read, you know, the literature about your group, you're billed as a high-energy band playing everything from Dixieland to New Orleans jazz. So how do you go about selecting your music and determining what's popular?
Well, high energy is the key word there. We are very much an entertainment band, and as I said, you know, our audience cannot resist moving and dancing, and neither can we. But we did grow out of the New Orleans-style Dixieland movement and that genre of music, but we've kind of adapted and become more of a band that plays popular music, stuff that people can sing along to. And while we may still have a few Dixieland tunes in our repertoire, we cannot play a Dixieland concert without playing The Saints Go Marching In, right? but we have shifted a little bit to pulling things that are popular on the radio, and the musicians that you have heard and will hear again, have been doing most of the arranging. And so the folks here that are playing the music have taken songs from the radio, arranged them for this 7-member ensemble, and worked them into our set list.
So we're not getting to hear Amanda Huddleston, who is your vocalist. What does she add to the group? And of course, she will be there tonight at your concert.
Absolutely. Well, adding a vocalist into a brass band is something that it kind of goes against the background of this style of music, but it certainly increases our ability to adapt more popular songs and more familiar songs to our repertoire. And so having a vocalist to be able to sing the lyrics to these songs definitely speaks to all of our crowds, but most specifically to our younger audience between, you know, school-age children and even into high school and even collegiate level. There's something that they can sing along to.
I think a lot of people don't understand that you are professional musicians, but you also serve in the military. So it's kind of a dual role that you aren't just artists alone, but you carry this additional responsibility. How does that work?
Yes, to an extent. So we are all active duty military, all active duty Navy, serving our time as musicians. But musician is our job title, and that is our primary duty. So every day we come to work and we are playing music. We are rehearsing. We're either on the road or back home running the band. So the Navy bands are entirely self-run. So we don't have other jobs, other ratings in the Navy supporting us, like personnel men or dispersing clerks or that sort of thing. Everyone in the band, in addition to playing his or her instrument, has a collateral duty. And so we run our own operations, our own administration shop. We book all of our own travel. We handle all of our own budget. So it can definitely keep us busy.
So what's the best thing about doing this job?
The best thing, hands down, is just getting out and playing music for folks, just like we have here in Juneau, and just to see the reaction and the joy that that brings. Coming from the band in Hawaii, we like to spread a little aloha everywhere we go, even in the cold temperatures of Alaska.
All right. And before we go out, you have a song prepared for us, but I just want to list the musicians that are here. 2 trombonists, Tim Hutchins, Matt Durr. We also have Chandler Davis on saxophone, and two trumpeters, Wes Carroll and Corey Johnson, as well as Matt Fike on drums, and of course, Chris Jerome, who is the head of this unit and on sousaphone. Anytime you're ready. Wow. Thank you so much for coming in. I've enjoyed this little private concert. And just to let people know that this afternoon's free concert at 5:30 has been moved to the Juneau Arts and Culture Center. And thank you so much, gentlemen, for coming in. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having us, Rhonda. It's been great.
It has been. Thanks. And have a great rest of your visit to Juneau.